I know the nation has not forgotten them and our hearts are still broken for them. And they're looking for answers to their questions. So from the very outset, we had made clear, and my colleagues Piers Doherty and Patrick McLaughlin have raised many, many times on the floor of the Dáil and with government, the need for that mechanism, for clarity, for the truth. I know they had a meeting with government. I think that is encouraging. I know that they felt that they were heard. That is so important. What we need now is to move from a position of not ruling things out to actually ruling something in. We continue to be supportive of whatever mechanism is necessary to get to the truth, to get the full facts for those families. I think that is an independent public inquiry.
And are you of the view that an independent inquiry can run alongside the other inquiries? There is some concern that it could interfere with the Garda inquiry. The solicitors for the family are quite clear
don't
that
agree
that's not
with
the
that.
Case,
yeah, I am convinced by the position of those representing the families. Obviously, in crafting this and establishing this, you do have to be mindful of marks of delineation. The Garda inquiry in particular has to be unhampered and has to be thorough and full. But just bear in mind that the passage of time always in these things is an issue. So I think that the sooner you establish your mechanism of inquiry, the better.